You know, we should bring a portable charger on Friday.
The mail came in.
Hmm?
It's not gonna happen.
What are you talking about?
She saw it.
Oof. And I thought mine were bad. Wait. Now I don't want to go.
No. I'll make it happen.
But your grades.
I don't care. I'm going.
How?
Ugh.
Ugh. When was the last time you washed these?
What? I only wear them once a week.
Understandable.
If they don't let me go, I'll use this.
This? No.
Watch me.
You wouldn't.
Look, it's not every day you go.
Snap, I totally forgot.
What?
I got piano lessons.
Just skip it.
I can't. I already missed last week.
So?
Sorry, I gotta go.
Later.
Hey there, Jake.
Ah!
Shh! Keep it down.
I'm done. I'm so done.
Done? We're just getting started.
A talking ball?
Look, I'm here to help you.
I didn't need help. At least not until you started talking to me.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am True-ish.
Huh?
True-ish.
Yeah. Whatever.
You wanna go on that field trip, right? I know you do. And you won't be able to go without me.
What are you?
Truth is inconvenient, Jake. It forces you to be embarrassed, ashamed, to feel guilt, disgusting. But true-ish? True-ish sets you free.
Excuse me?
Another one?
Did you say true-ish sets you free?
Ugh, you.
Lies won't get you far, Jake.
Whoa. We don't use that word.
What? Lies?
I'm true-ish.
Lies.
True-ish.
Lies.
True-ish.
Quiet, both of you.
Throw him out, Jake.
Jake? Jake? Where are you taking me?
Good choice.
What part of quiet do you not understand?
You're not planning to...
Huh?
Home sweet home!
What?
You didn't understand. I'm here to stay.
And then he wants to go on a field trip.
They're home.
That's what I'm here for.
Shh.
Are we out of bread?
Did you hear me? It's getting out of hand.
He's a boy. It's not a big deal.
What do you mean it's not a big deal?
Huh. They invented a robot that learns on its own.
James.
Hmm?
Three Fs, James. Three. How will he go to college?
Three?
And a D in PE. In PE. It's those video games. That's all he cares about.
I'll talk to him.
I think you need to talk to him today.
Jake! Jake! Get over here!
Hey, Dad. Did you call me?
I'm out there working from morning to night so you can have a better future. And you bring home three Fs and a D? Are you kidding me?
I was going to...
I'm not taking any excuses. No electronics until your grades go up.
But Dad, I need it.
Phone.
But I need it for homework.
I said phone. And you're not going on the field trip either.
Please?
No.
I'll do better.
No. First you do better, and then you get privileges. Not the other way around.
But...
Go to your room.
I hate this.
Excuse me? Stomp your foot one more time, and you won't see this phone for the rest of your life. No respect at all. If I stomped my foot in my father's house, I wouldn't be able to sit for a week.
It's okay, honey. Hopefully this will teach him.
Anyway, what do we need besides bread?
I'll come with you.
Hey, you. I'm listening.
Wonderful. So, how has your vision been lately?
My vision?
Listen up.
That's not true-ish. That's a flat-out lie.
No, it's only a lie if you tell them, Parents Let.
Mm-hmm. There. Hi, Miss Lane. Miss Lane?
Huh?
I have the field trip form.
Leave it there, thank you. Did you need something else?
Well...
Hold that thought. Uphill Middle School, Miss Lane speaking. Yes, this Friday. Uh-huh. Bus leaves at 8. Of course, no problem. Where were we?
Well, my mom took me to a clinic. The guy who checks people's eyes.
An optometrist?
Yeah, optometrist.
Optometrist.
Right. Anyway, apparently my vision is like -3?
-3.
Or like -0.3? I'm not sure, but it's bad.
Did you get glasses?
The guy said they should come in a few weeks. So I was wondering, would it be possible to sit a little closer in my classes?
Sorry. Please hold. I'll talk to your teachers. It shouldn't be a problem. Uphill Middle School, Miss Lane speaking. Just bring me a note from the optometrist.
I'll bring it by the end of this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Lunch will be provided. It's $28. No problem. You too. Bye-bye.
Lie. You there? Lie? You won't respond unless I call you true-ish, huh?
Leave me alone.
Congratulations. Jake went on the field trip, but aren't you worried it will come to light?
I don't want to talk to you.
What are you afraid of? Light. True-ish, you're afraid of the light. You can't stand against the truth.
But how did you get your parents' signature?
I just put a scribble.
A scribble?
Literally. A random scribble. I figured, no one's gonna check.
No way, that's crazy.
You know what's actually crazy?
What?
Grown-ups keep saying, lying is a sin. Lies won't get you anywhere. And look.
I guess?
Check this out. What are you doing in my backpack?
Huh?
I mean... Never mind. Anyway, there it is.
What is it?
Watch this.
Pickup time is as usual.
I brought the note.
Yes, they did. Of course. Bye-bye.
The note from the optometrist?
Optometrist. You already moved seats, correct?
Yeah, a few days ago.
Great.
Thanks, Miss Lane.
Mm-hmm.
That easy.
Wait, your vision is bad? Serious?
Miss Lane spoke to the teachers. They let me choose where to sit.
So that's why you're sitting in the front now.
Mm-hmm. I can sit anywhere I want.
Sit with me!
Me? Do you have straight A's?
No.
Exactly. Thanks to the goody-goodies up front, I aced our last test.
That is genius! How did you think of that?
I'm just too good.
But what if they notice you're not wearing glasses?
I'll tell them my parents bought me contacts.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they'd let you skip the mile tomorrow?
What mile?
For PE. We're running a mile.
I doubt it. Unless I come up with something.
You're getting a little too good at this.
You won't tell anyone, right?
Me? Of course not.
Promise?
I actually don't make promises.
I want you to promise me.
Sorry, Jake, but really, I can't.
Sam, I need you to promise me.
The thing is, I can't. Parents said I should never promise.
Sam.
Trust me, I won't tell anyone.
All right. I see how it is.
Phew!
What was that?
I think I'm getting sick. I gotta go.
Okay. Bye.
Jake, you're home.
Hey, Dad.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, I just thought I left my textbook for a second. Anything interesting?
There's always something interesting. Listen to this. Robot that learns on its own tried to lie to its inventors. Can you imagine? They invented it, and it tried to lie to them.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I didn't tell you. Mom spoke to Miss Lane.
She did?
When were you planning to tell me?
Dad, it's not...
A 97? On a math test? I'm so proud of you.
Oh. Thanks, Dad.
I understand everything. I was just like you your age.
Right.
Come here. Mom and I want the best for you, son.
Well, it's getting late. And I have a mile tomorrow. Good night.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Dad.
Okay.
Three?
Don't waste your time.
Why are you everywhere?
We are a team now. After all, that
The losing
big...
team.
After all, that big hug was thanks to us.
Admit it, Jake. It doesn't feel right, does it?
No, no, no. Jake feels great. He made his father proud. Tell him, Jake.
Is this really who you want to be, Jake?
I'm going to bed.
Good choice. Wait. What about the mile tomorrow?
What about it?
You deserve a break.
Good night.
Jake, what are you hiding?
I didn't lie.
Even in your sleep.
Mom! Be quiet.
Before you go.
What now?
I just have a quick thing.
Do you ever stop talking?
You have a friend, Sam, right?
What about him?
I'd be careful around him. He knows a little too much.
I'll do what I want.
Jake!
Not a word.
Disrespectful.
How are you feeling?
Better.
Here's your sick note. Make sure to drop it off at the office.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you after school.
Bye, Mom.
Jake! Where were you?
I was actually, I had a pretty bad fever.
Oh, I thought you came up with some kind of master plan to skip school.
No, I was sick.
You want some? Wanna come over today?
I'd love to, but I'm gonna be studying.
Studying?
I thought you copy off the smart kids. I never said that.
You did.
Well, I did. But then I decided I should study.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Anyway, I need to stop by the office. Thanks for the snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Miss Lane.
Jake, you're exactly who I needed.
Yeah? What happened?
I was going through the field trip forms, and...
Was there a problem?
Never mind. Yeah, so it looks like you only paid $20, but the field trip was $28. See?
Oh, the 8 looks like a 0. Good thing my glasses are coming in soon.
No worries. I'll send an email home as a reminder.
That's okay, Miss Lane. I won't forget.
It's just a reminder for your parents.
No, really. You don't have to send an email.
Jake, it's just a reminder. You're not in trouble.
I know, but there's no need for it. I'll bring the money by the end of the day.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, I just want to learn responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Miss Lane? I want to do it myself.
All right.
Oh, and I have a sick note for yesterday.
Thank you. Hold on, Jake.
What's that?
Responsibility, huh? We're gonna need to make a call home.
Why?
Why did you lie?
I didn't.
None of these signatures match.
What do you mean?
Jake, you forged the signatures.
That wasn't me, Miss Lane. I promise.
Then who?
It was Sam. He forged the signatures.
Okay, I'll talk to Sam.
Can you not call my parents?
I don't think you understand. Even if Sam did it, that would only get both of you in trouble.
But...
Jake.
You liar!
I am Truish!
You tricked me! How do I get rid of you all?
Stop!
Jake?
Young man, deny everything!
Mom, Dad, hear me out.
Go ahead.
I never went on the field trip. I just spoke to Miss Lane on the way out of school. It was a miscommunication. She'll probably call you tonight to explain.
Go on. Tell us about your vision.
My vision? My vision has been weird lately. I thought it was bad, but then the next day it was good again. It was weird. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
Well, in the days I stayed home, when I was sick, it was probably because of my vision that my fever was high. My eyes hurt the entire time.
Is that why you're on the laptop all day?
Well...
Cut it out.
I spoke to Miss Lane. We know what you did.
No, I didn't.
Enough. Now tell us the truth.
I really wanted to go, so I faked the signatures.
Why did you lie about your vision?
To move seats in my classes.
Why?
So I could copy off the smart kids.
You were never sick, were you?
I'm sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad. I thought I'd lie once, but one thing after another, and I got caught up in lies.
I don't know what to say.
Clean up your room and get rid of all this trash. And a few days ago, I told him I was proud of him.
Look what you did. Oh, so now you decide to be quiet? Truish. Truish? Hello?
They're gone. They're gone!
So, Jake, let's set one thing straight. Truish forces you to be embarrassed, ashamed, to feel guilt. Disgusting. But truth? The truth sets you free.
So, I forged the signatures, huh?
I'm sorry, Sam.
I don't trust you.
I have a note from my mom. I won't be in school from the 8th to the 10th.
I'll double check with your parents.
Sorry, Miss Lane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we had a meeting yesterday. The teachers will be checking your work for cheating, so you might see a few zeros appear in your grades.
How was school?
Good.
You were at school, right?
Where else would I be?
I'll double check with Miss Lane.
Mom, no one believes me anymore.
Well, that's what happens when you lie.
Will you ever trust me again?
Trust can take a while to build.
How long?
A while. Dad and I still love you, Jake. But it will take time. What do you want for dinner?
I'll have anything.
For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be made known and brought to light. Luke 8:17.